What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the Israeli city Tel Aviv. Two Palestinian gunmen opened fire late Wednesday on shoppers and diners at a marketplace near the Defense Ministry, killing four, wounding five. Police have both shooters in custody. They are identified as cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says such attacks in the city are rare.
There have been many attempts to attack in Tel Aviv. They were foiled by the effective operations of the Israeli security forces, which tonight, unfortunately, it didn't work out properly.
Israel has seen a relative lull following several months of Palestinian attacks, mostly with knives on Israeli citizens and police. The United States called the joint call of South Sudan's newly reconciled leaders for a truth commission, not an international tribunal or hybrid court to seek justice in their two-year war, disappointing. In an article printed in the New York Times on Wednesday, President Salva Kiir, Vice President Riek Machar both said the only way to unite South Sudan is through an organized peace and reconciliation process. They said disciplinary justice would only be destabilizing. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the so-called hybrid court has received earlier backing by both men.
We firmly support the African Union's efforts to establish this hybrid court, which is called for by the peace agreement, which was signed by President Kiir and First Vice President Machar in August 2015. And we expect the parties to fulfill their responsibilities.
Human Rights Watch denounced the proposal by the two leaders, calling it a self-serving attempt to evade justice. The court was part of an August peace agreement set up by the African Union to prosecute offenses committed during the conflict believed to have left tens of thousands dead and displaced millions. This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed